Every NFL player will tell you the NFL draft brings stress. Major stress. For years, guys dream of hearing their name called by the commissioner and playing in the NFL, but there's a lot of hard work, dedication, and waiting that goes into getting drafted.
The meetings, the combine, the pro day, that actually was easy because it's all football stuff. The hardest part was sitting back and waiting and not knowing what team was going to pick you, if you were going to be chosen at all. So I think that was the hardest part of the process.
Just sitting in the house, just seeing my picture up on the screen and just waiting and just waiting. And then at one point I ended up leaving and just going to the beach. I was just listening to the ocean. And I just prayed for a few seconds, took a time out to myself. So I was like, God, whatever you want me to end up at, just go ahead and do it.
With every pick, a player doesn't hear his name. His heart drops a little bit deeper into his stomach. But when your name is finally called, the anxiety and the nervousness turns to joy and relief, recalls T.Y. Hilton.
I knew I was going to fall in the draft. I had a torn call, and I was just waiting for that team, you know, to take that chance on me. And once I got that call, you know, I said every team after that, you know, I was going to try my best and just try to make them pay some way, somehow. And the coach took that chance, and look where we at now.
To have and to share that moment with my family and all the support I had with them and the same support I always have had and I still have, it was big.
I really wasn't expecting to get drafted. So I was playing basketball in my driveway with my friends and the phone was ringing. Coaches were recruiting you for after the draft. And then Andy Reid, the quarterback coach of the Green Bay Packers, called me and said, hey, tell me what you think about this next pick. And it was me, 187. I was psyched. I was shocked, but psyched.
Unfortunately, not all draft dreams are realized. With only 7 rounds, several players go undrafted every year. That doesn't mean they're not good football players. It just means that difference makers like Griff Whalen and Delano Howell have to travel a different path to the league.
I was in, you know, talks with a couple teams. It happens pretty quick, immediately after the draft. And just kind of looked at what I thought was the best situation for me. Sort of team dynamic wise and roster wise, what team I can, you know, make the roster. So made the decision and then come here, and once you're here, it's you know, that kind of goes out the window. It's just everybody competing on a level playing field after that.
Everybody has their own expectations. You know, I expected myself to get drafted, you know, but clearly God had a different and better plan for me, so I'm thankful for that. You know, and being in the league as an undrafted player, there's definitely a chip on your shoulder. You know, you have to prove yourself. You're not a first round, second round, you're not even a seventh round, you're just undrafted, you know, so you have to go out and prove that, you know, you can play. So I think it... you know, when I look back at, you know, everything that's happened and everything, I'm thankful for, you know, how I made it into this league as an undrafted free agent. I think it's special, so.